Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Oh, kind of ease you into the 8 o'clock hour.
Do what?
Kind of ease you in.
Yeah.
Slide you right in.
Yeah. Yeah, this is some lube for your ears.
Yeah, this is kind of depressing, Fat Boy.
Oh, dude.
What's this got to do with Christmas?
Well, see, that's the thing, too. When I was planning, I was like, I'm going to run out of Christmas songs.
No way.
Because I'm trying to leave some meat on the bone for, you know, other people, too.
Ah.
And you don't like hearing the same ones. Plus, it's, I didn't really want to use Wham all the time.
I don't like that one.
Wham?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a Christmas song, but I don't think, I don't feel Christmas when I hear that one.
But is he, obviously, I guess now I should know this, but is he singing it to a dude?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's, I mean, that's fine. It's, you
it's
know,
preferred.
It's just like, it's like when I found out that one Tyler Childers song, you know, is a love song. But then I found out, after seeing the music video, that he wrote it about his gay uncle and his boyfriend. And I just, it ain't no hatred or anything like that at all. It's just like I couldn't look at that song the same way again.
What's like when it becomes, you know, distracting from the song? Because that's the first
well,
thought.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, it only until I looked up, like, all right, who's this about, you know?
Yeah.
And again, that's fine, you know? I mean, that's...
'Cause back in the day, you had to take somebody's word for it. You couldn't look it up. I mean, not every CD even had liner notes or lyrics in them, you know?
Well, I mean, a lot, like, you know how I've said a lot of the contemporary Christian music doesn't say Jesus or God or anything. It just says you. And it could be anything. It could be, you could be singing to the devil. You could be singing, you could take it in, put it in country, and it's a country song. I mean, it's not very...
Yeah,
there's not a lot of substance. Is that right? Substance. Yeah, it sounds right.
That's a real odd music scene because I saw videos of this chick who's a she's an artist of whatever you call that, Christian music.
Yeah,
but she has a song. She put her in, obviously nothing, you know, bad, but she put a rapper in one of her songs, like to have a rap part, and she could not get on the radio.
So that's crazy. I heard there's another one that's in that's big, and you know, and we call it contemporary Christian music. Do they make? Is there Catholic music, or is there?
Isn't that the same thing, Christianity? It's Christian music.
I don't.
It's where it confuses me.
There's no difference between Catholic or anything else. It's they still believe in the Bible and Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's the difference of like you know, praying. To Mary versus
you don't
praying.
Pray to Mary.
What's wrong with
I
you?
Don't. I don't go confess to a preacher in a little booth either, though.
Well, you do speak to a priest.
I do not.
A preacher.
I do not.
You don't talk to your preacher. And
I don't
ask
have
for
one.
Guide? Well, do you know what I'm saying? It's still Christianity. Well, yes, it's not a different religion.
I wasn't attacking your religion. I was just saying
it's not
that
my religion. It's,
you're not Catholic?
No.
You go to Catholic church.
I go to Episcopalian church.
Has she not been Catholic all this time?
I mean, I thought it was the same thing.
It's not.
Well, when did that become an issue? Jeez,
it's,
sorry.
Well, I mean, Henry.
So why did you get upset? I wasn't even talking about your religion.
I'm not talking about religion in itself. I just wanted to say that it. I'm not attacking you at all. Why do you think that?
It's not.
We all do. That was,
no, please don't think that. Because Henry VIII left the Catholic Church to start the Episcopalian faith. It's different. That's all I was saying.
Oh, so you turned.
It wasn't you.
I didn't say Episcopalian at all.
No, but you're never mind.
I was saying that we always say like religious music is Christian music, but then like, is there Muslim music? Is there
right?
Hindu? Well, I know there's Hindu music. I hear it at that one restaurant I go to.
So that would be a different
with the sitar.
That would be, you're right about that, because that would be a different thing. Like Allah and Christ are different. That would be a different religion.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes. I really thought you were Catholic this whole time. My bad.
No, it isn't. That, I mean, that doesn't matter. I'm just saying that never mind.
I know, man. It's you learn after the fact, like, oh, okay. That's a pretty big deal.
What?
It's like the way she looked at me and said, that's not. Okay.
It's not. It's not the same.
The weather's going to start affecting you like it does me.
What? No,
I didn't think you were going to be at work today. I didn't, because I texted Fat Boy yesterday about something. Let's see. I'll read it verbatim, maybe.
Let me check.
Well, I sent you okay, so here we go. I'm not going to read one part of it.
Don't save that one for the
man, book. It's Fat Boy here. Man, I've had an odd weekend. Weather must be blinking with me. I'm sure we'll get some good blank in there tomorrow morning, especially if you talk about the throat tattoo girl. We did that check.
Yeah.
So then I said, weather must be blanking with you. What are you, sick and tired? I've felt very tired all weekend myself, but we did stay up 28 straight hours. And then Fatboy said the weather has been blanking with him, so I sent back a little emoji of a kitten. You get what I'm saying? Yeah,
rhymes with you.
And then I sent you the video of that Middle Eastern rapper, and then that was it.
Yeah, I don't know if this a mini depression is a thing, but
really? Like you like seasonal moody?
Just for this weekend, it was. I was like, this
it's the weather
sucks.
Well, the weather is frightful. It's cold. It's damp. It's gonna get warm in the next couple of days, which is nice. But then again, we'll be bitching about, I miss the cold.
It was bitter cold when you go out. And then I think the combination of, okay, you're not going out, so you'll stay in. So I think the combination of what I was watching plus my Facebook feed getting hacked with stuff kind of was a combination.
Well, you got hacked?
Well, you know, it's like when you go through your Facebook, because Facebook's all advertisements now. It's usually, I don't know why or how they figure it out, but I looked up one time on my Wi-Fi network a dog cremation cost, because my dog is almost 13, so we're going to be getting to that point.
I'm sorry.
So it's kind of like ballparking it, and I was curious. And then I got to send you a picture, actually.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
No, it's an advertisement that starts popping up, and these other ads start popping up. They're real similar. And this is weird, man. Plus, I was already watching the Diddy documentary on Netflix, too, so it's not like I do anything to, like,
By the way, did anyone notice that? What is it called when the surgery you have when you wear one ski boot? What is that called? Like you had some kind of foot surgery or something? You know how you wear them gray boots, you only wear the one?
Yeah, but isn't it kind of like a cast instead of getting a cast?
I don't know, but there was, like, four dudes at the Adam and Eve store that had on boots like that.
It's like if you got like an Achilles injury or like a plantar fascia or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a plastic RoboCop looking boot.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be on the same foot. You know, one would have a left, one have a right or whatever. And I'm saying, like, God, is there something going around I don't know about? And I was like, okay, end of the year, medical benefits. Let's get that surgery done. That's what that it is. I just saw it. I was like, good Lord.
Because I was going skiing.
I was thinking, like, you know, if they're in here in a cast, they're probably in the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam and Eve, where we saw them, so I'm like, okay, they're coming back here to get like some something else rubbed onto them.
Mess up my other leg, make it even.
Look at that picture I sent you.
Get that rickrack paddle in there.
Stuff like that starts popping up as ads. That's probably gonna take you a second to browse it.
That'd be disturbing all the time. Oh my kind of sad.
Oh, I'm gonna read this like it's a read.
Yep.
I sleep with it every night. I feel like I have her back in my arms. When goodbye feels too soon, a cuddle clone lets you hold on, literally. Each plush is custom crafted to mirror your pet's exact features, their ears, their expression, even their posture. To make it feel even more like them, you can add a heartbeat behind. God bless.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You can a zipper pouch for keepsakes. For the animal or you?
Like the animal comes with
like a little zippers. Fanny pack on?
Pretty much.
A weighted insert for extra comfort. Each purchase helps save 3,000 shelter pets because honoring your pet should help another. Now with this promo code, save $150. God dog, how much are they?
So you got to send them.
It don't even look real. Look at that.
What is it?
It's a plush that looks like your animal.
That has your animal's ashes in it?
No, send them.
It's got a heartbeat, though.
You send them pictures of your animal
from
all angles, and they'll make a plush that you can keep.
That's kind of sweet.
That's kind of insane.
When you read the comments, nobody's saying anything like, well, you know, you got to move on. You can't really have this as a constant reminder. Everybody's like, oh, I want one. I'll do it. And
yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea. Plus, that's not the only company that does that. There are other companies that make pillows. And then there is a company that makes more real life than that. Like, it looks like a taxidermist did it.
I think my idea is worse of putting the ashes inside. That's awful.
That is. Well, I mean, that pretty much is a glorified fanny pack, like you said. It's got zippers on it you could just put in there.
God bless.
But if you really loved your cat, I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's like, you know, that's getting like Norman Bates's.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, there's one where it's like a cube. You put your phone over it and it plays a video of your like a recreation of your animal.
Oh.
Like running around. It is. I don't know.
And that's like a Black Mirror episode, you know, where people like download the and you know what the sad part is? Like the stuff of like the 90s, the stuff became true. So it like they're just I don't want to call it pre-programming, but they're getting you used to the fact that, yeah, in the future, you might be able to download your memories.
I feel like it's not closure at all, man.
It's not. That's why it's part of the reason. And I had somebody like, it was a very respectful way, but somebody said, look, I heard you went cold turkey. And I knew what they were talking about because we talk about that stuff before. I said, yeah, I quit going to therapy because part of that felt like I was, lack of a better term, resurrecting old issues.
And even digging deeper for other stuff, too.
Yes. Because, I mean, and you think about it, it's a business. I truly believe that woman cared about me, very much so. And I love her to death. But it was, for me, helping to move on. It was bringing up that stuff over and over again where I really felt kind of you know.
And I understand when I was going to therapy, I needed resolution. I needed that to end.
Well, you did that in the first year.
I needed that feeling to just like go away and not dwell on the past so much and blame people for what happened.
It's also okay to like miss people. Like I hope people miss the hell out of me when I'm gone. I mean, not in a sad, you know, whatever way, but that's impactful. You want that. So
And she gave you or he gave you guidance on how to process your grief and get through everything that you were going through.
I'm giving you all stuffed pillows of me for Christmas.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning show.
Christmas gorillas.
Love it.
Christmas gorillas.
Now, when thinking about it, when I put that in, that, you know, Blur and gorillas is, they're both Damon Albarn. Same guy, two different bands.
Damon Albarn?
Yeah.
Never heard that in my life.
Yeah, he's the lead singer of Blur, and he's also this guy in Gorillaz.
Are they from Britain?
See, I don't know.
Yeah.
They are?
It was very weird.
Paige just reminded us off the air that our company Christmas party is coming up. And Fat Boy's trying to pretend as though he didn't get the email.
Oh.
I swear I didn't. I'm looking through the inbox, and I'm pretty tidy about emails. Nothing there.
How do you spell tidy? you know, I missed it on a test one time.
Oopsie.
I'm like,
I don't want to help people out for future spelling bugs.
Well, I mean, the way that I spelled it was the actual way that they say tidy. Tidy.
Tidy.
But then if, you know, is that, what kind of laundry detergent is that? Well, it's not real Tide, it's Tidy.
Like, oh, you ain't saying it right.
So the spellings, you know, if you flip them around, looked correct. Go tidy up your room. Go.
When did this come out? Because I look in trash even. It's not even in trash.
I was gonna look for that.
Like, I do not have it anywheres.
You know, I know that we got it because I added it to my thing.
Now, the one you said you got last week, I finally see that one. Like, I got that one, but it got buried. About tickets to a certain thing.
Oh, yeah.
I got that one. But this one I do not have.
It is on the 13th.
And Saturday.
Then, oh, that's this weekend.
Yeah.
No, I don't have it.
Paige, forward him the email.
Yeah, it's just to make sure you aren't BSing because no, why really did I is. Not get it?
Probably a thing out of convenience, knowing you.
God, man, it's like I'm a part-timer. You're not even going to send it?
That's not true. You may have accidentally, or, you know, the email is a little screwy sometimes when, you know, things are sent to both you and I, and I'm the only one that gets it sometimes.
I mean, not that it's a good idea anyway, a comedy Christmas party.
Well, it's a holiday party, so people like you who can use that excuse. Well, I don't celebrate Christmas. Well, it's not a Christmas party. It's a holiday party, you son of a gun.
I don't know why you two are even entertaining going, to be honest with you.
I'm going and not going to be entertaining. And
that's the right attitude, to be honest with you, if you do go.
I am going.
The whole thing
I didn't go, you know, well, you make me sad now. But I didn't go last year. I was totally going last year. I was totally going last year, and then something came up and I couldn't go. And I felt the need to prove my point that really what was happening My mom had failed that day. And I sent a picture of the ambulance in front of her house to prove to Mark that, in fact, I'm not lying. I'm telling you.
You know what sucks is he wouldn't.
But I felt, because I hadn't been to the last three.
Yeah.
That, guys, we do these parties for you. Get all these booze, get all this live music.
He would never ask for that, but you don't know like what people are thinking. So you would assume think the worst.
Yeah, but during COVID, you had to send doctor's notes and stuff. Weird. Notice that was right before AI. Like, you know, you could AI doctor's notes like crazy now. You know it.
Save the template.
And then the managers or whoever, they're going to be like all weird about, I don't want to call bullcrap on it because they might really be sick. And then, I'll get sued for slander or whatever it is.
You know, these holiday parties are really a setup. How are you going to act around other people with alcohol introduced?
And are there going to be, microphones and cameras everywhere? They're getting blackmail on us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think of that about every party I go to now. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're after you.
If someone's hosting it at their house, I'm looking for the cameras. I'm looking for the little microphones around. And I'm going to remember, don't talk crap about anyone until you get outside.
And you know what?
And even then, they could be microphones outside too, so you watch it.
Not only that, but the plus one situation.
Shut up.
They want to see who you bring, and they'll judge you off who you bring.
So you didn't. Oh, so you didn't get the email. You didn't RSVP or anything.
I didn't get anything. I'll never mention who said what to you, but somebody at a party said something pretty crass to you one year.
They were drunk. It's okay.
Oh gosh, and I'm like, they say that was so bad.
Was that a test? To see if you could, how you would react to, because you couldn't really say anything to the person. Like, you laugh it off, but when you think about it, you're like.
It wasn't bothersome to me I was there that night. I was with somebody at the party. I brought somebody that year. But that, and it was a female too that said
nice.
It was something a little crass, you know.
Which is that? That's, you know, you could be taken aback by that anyway.
Crass to some people. I laughed. It's a fun story. She asked me to dance, and she was sloshed, and I was not at all.
He was unsloshed.
I was unsloshed, Paige. And
how does that happen?
She grabbed my arm and pulled me out on the dance floor.
Aggressive.
Very aggressive. And then I said, "Nah, I better not." And she went on to call me the P word for ladies' body parts or a small cat. And I just started laughing like, God, you're so drunk right now.
Look.
I'm going to HR right now.
I would have laughed too, but I mean, like, that kind of, like, you think about it. Was that a setup? Like, did somebody do that on purpose?
No. No, I don't think so at all. I think it was just, she had too much to drink, was just toying around. And I was like, I thought it was funny.
I'm not saying they do that here, but I beg anything like it at these other.
She doesn't work here anymore either, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't because of that. She just went on to greener. I think she got married.
But I bet bigger companies, if they even have these parties, they're checking out your plus one.
So, oh, yeah.
Because they want to either,
part of a way they do that.
They want to work you up into the fold to get to that person, or they want to,
See, Melissa at Adam Eve says they don't even have a Christmas party. I'm like, God. I bet your party's got to be, like, awesome. But if you're around, like, dildos and stuff all day long, like, it's probably the last thing you want to see.
It really is, because I got something like half dinosaurs. You're like, okay, well, I've seen it before.
I get pissed when I see headphones at my house.
Really?
Like, damn it, it reminds me of work. Radio. Ah!
Are you going to go?
Yes. I don't have much of an excuse this year. I could literally, almost literally walk to it this year.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
I may have to walk home from it.
Uh-oh.
Because I wouldn't drive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drive.
Would you consider taking, like, a friend? I'm saying not a woman.
No. I'm not taking anybody.
Is that something you could take a friend to, like a dude?
No.
And hang out?
No. So I told you about that with the wedding thing.
Well, it could be a good setup if you had a chick,
A friend of mine married last year and said, you break a place. I was like, I ain't seeing nobody right now, and I don't like just asking somebody out to go to a wedding. That's weird too, It's kind of like, oh, it's like, what if she catches the garter? It's weird kind of crap. And it's like, hey, so and so's coming with some friends. Just bring a male friend. I'm like, no, because the other side of the house, the in-laws, they're gonna be looking at like, So is that your partner or what's that? No.
You know what I would be thinking?
I'd be wearing a tuxedo that says, I love vagina on it everywhere.
Okay.
All over print.
It's going to go well at the grocery store.
I wouldn't go to a grocery store for a wedding.
I would have some kind of, if I were single, I would have some kind of messed up mentality of, okay, if I invite a chick to a wedding, she might like somebody else. They're better than, you know, I'm left holding the bag, walking out by myself.
Well, that's, you've got to have that self, what is it called, Paige? Esteem?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can have self-esteem, but like if somebody's hotter than you, like that's going to be the trump card. And if she's into it, and if he's like, you know, just as funny as you are, you're like, oh, okay.
I heard you say my name.
If he's in shape, has hair.
As a plus.
Is that and the other?
I mean, come on.
Get a leg up on you. Like that never factors in when you take somebody to something. Like they could walk away with somebody better.
No, I probably have too much confidence sometimes for things like that. Maybe too much. I do. I mean, I try to stay confident. I've been in that situation, though, before. Like, I went one time out to eat with a girl that I knew the owner of the restaurant, and he sat down at the table with us. And next thing I knew, they were exchanging phone numbers.
What about you?
Well, it was exchanging phone numbers under the term of business.
Right.
But I was like, man, I don't like this. I do not like this, and you know what? That was the last time I saw her in person.
Did you say that to her? Like, this is why. Like, I didn't like this.
She should have known. That was ignorant of her to do that anyway. Even if it wasn't intended, that's the way it sure as hell came off.
Jesus,
it did.
I could see that, unless it's like, you know, something where she's obviously
that could have just been our goodbye dinner, and I didn't realize it. I don't know.
I mean,
maybe that was her way to say, hey, you realize I'm not interested anymore. I'm going to ask the...
give me your number.
Hey, we do catering. Yeah, here's my number. Can I get your number? And I was like...
What if that didn't work? She's like, oh, he's got something on his face. Let me lick my hand and wipe it off.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Okay. You're giving me the signs here.
Yeah.
Does that confidence never beat you in the ass? Like,
yes.
She's expecting you to... Mr. Know-it-all can do it all now. Like, hey, my car's messed up.
Oh, that's, well, yes, that's also. Some women understand that, though, that, like, every man doesn't know how to put things together, work on cars and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I know. Now, if the woman does and the man doesn't, that's where it becomes
a
situation.
It got to the point where I would just let me call somebody. You've tried.
If you get to the point where she knows more about working on cars than you do, she might not like dudes anyway, you know.
Well, that's not necessarily true, but it keeps you in your place a little bit.
But you know, my husband wasn't the best handyman in the world, and it's better if I call an electrician or get someone to fix that appliance that's still not working, and he tried.
Yeah.
Dude, I can just see you walking out of the dinner because they're swapping numbers. And it could be anything, like you said, innocent, like a business sense.
It was just, it rubbed me the wrong way. So I felt that or whatever. Like, I was like, okay, all right. That was a real slap in the face.
It could have been like, you know, a foreshadowing. You could have been on to something.
It was. It absolutely was.
It turned into something else?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
Well, it turned into nothing else, in fact.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Sorry. All that don't go to company parties. That's the
No, go to company parties. Go alone, though, because you never know who's going to call you the P word and pull you out on the dance floor.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool. Yeah, you found it.
Ooh.
I saw this thing. It was in the hallway. You know how we have the TVs out there with the different things?
Ah, yeah, they got motivational quotes.
Motivational quotes and stuff by Maya Angelou and others.
Yesterday's spilled milk can become today's yogurt or whatever.
Be a sweetie, wipe the seedy, all those things. And it said, did you know that 1 in 3 people listen to the radio to find out the weather? And I work here and I say bullcrap on that. Like, I mean, I do. But I also come from a time when, especially when it was a chance of school being, postponed or canceled because of the weather, I'd sit there in front of this screen and just wait for them to get to Greenville on the Weather Channel. And this is the exact music. I found it. Now, if I didn't tell you that, and I said, this song right here is from my favorite Skinamax movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's not of reach, is it?
No, Red Shirt Diaries or whatever it was.
So I think I was getting horny watching the Weather Channel.
It was kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Dude, hang on a second. This might tie into your Kenny G memory. It sounds real similar.
God. Oh, man.
Maybe did I just figure something out psychologically?
You might have just pierced the veil. Great band, by the way.
Yep. Remember his story, like when he was going to town the first time on
when
himself?
When I discovered pornography and, I would be locked away in my room and...
The fapper.
My mom would be... across the hall going to bed, and she would listen to Kenny G to calm her nerves at night. So it was the soundtrack to my J.O. sessions. You remember J.O.?
He just reminded me of that text you sent me. That was a hilarious message.
I don't mind saying it. It was fun. I think Paige blocks me on Instagram. She doesn't ever communicate with me.
She don't.
I want to show you Paige.
some of y'all
she doesn't associate with her because I thought she was a Catholic. That's what it is.
Oh, not that. Silly.
I'm totally messing with you. So I got a message on Instagram. Okay, so the picture that I posted. This is the picture. It'll be over soon, and it's not like I'm wanting to get... Well, I actively want to get past it, but not for certain reason. Yeah. This situation with my mom's house. So every Saturday I'm there in some capacity, cleaning out, moving things, all this stuff. And I found this picture, and it's my mom and dad. I was alive at this point, but I guess it's where they do, church pictures, and they say, okay, let's get one with the kids out. Yep. Get mom and dad in.
For the directory.
Look at Mary's fro. Mary had the tight perm.
Nice.
And Diddy's sitting there with his nipples hard, and
that's sweet.
P1 Kentucky fan says, look at Hey Baby, and I see you spanking it through the window.
Hey Baby.
Just remember that story of my dad.
That's the night you got stabbed in the hand at the Fats.
At the Fats over there on Wade Hampton. Because I tried to take the last yeast roll. That's my yeast roll, Matthew.
You learn.
He poked that knife.
Hands off that.
He poked that fork down on the table and says, old boy, I could say something right now that would make you hide under this table, so you better let me have that yeast roll.
Oh, Lord.
And I knew exactly what he was talking about. And my mama looked at him like, what?
You know what
I'm not saying, Mary. If he had said it right there.
Right when he took his bite, he says, I called him tugging it this afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Matthew!
What?
What?
I was listening to Kenny G.
You did what?
Yeah, I was, you know, I don't know. Now that they've both left this earth, I don't know if he ever shared with her that story. I would hope not.
No, you know afterwards.
Yeah.
How do you kind of...
He never told her about the acid thing. That was good. I know that. I asked her about that. I said, did Daddy ever tell you about the time I took acid and had to call him to come get me at a party? No.
God, you just threw that out there?
I mean, you get to that point with your parents where you can't get in trouble anymore, so you just tell them all the stuff. You know, like I finally told her, you know, all those times that she thought I'd gotten maced at parties. I shared that with her. I wanted her to be able to, you know.
I feel like she knew that, like deep down, but just didn't want to face it.
Either that or she was very gullible. But she wasn't, though. That's the thing. She could always tell, my mom could always tell when I was lying or whatever, you know. So I think she was either gullible in that regard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she knew how I felt about Lynn Bias. I was like, Mom, I'm never doing drugs, Mama.
That was a big shock.
I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I don't want my heart to explode in my chest. I will still eat like hell, but I won't do drugs.
You know, you got me thinking about something. And I never understood this before because I never tried to put myself in the shoes. A lot of people, families, when it comes to, you know, property like that, will fight over it and just will leave it be.
And
I get it. You know, that's where all your memories were. But do you think it's going to be hard for you to sell it? Do you think like you're one of those that could just let it? You know,
I mean, so I mean, that was the only second house I ever lived in, as you know, and you know, till I moved out on my own and everything. It'll be sad, but you know, it's that grieving process. I mean, I think this blows my mind. This blows my mind that it's almost been 8 months. And I know, like, it affects me more than y'all. I get that, but like, do you think of that time? Like, Pat, well, you might remember, Paige, you came to the funeral.
I did.
That's why I didn't go, because I want the bid to keep going.
But like, does that seem like 8 months ago?
No,
like,
not at all.
Holy moly! So
kind of in shock, honestly.
Almost every Saturday, being over there and seeing that, like, that's a big process. But it's, you know. It's also all my dad's stuff too, so it's all of it, and it's quite cumbersome, but it's also like,
do you feel like you're leaving all that stuff behind though, right? I felt like that when we moved apartments years ago, and you know, you have like an animal that passed away in that apartment, you're like, it's the weird how the psychology works is like your animal is not here anymore, but you almost feel like they're trapped in that place that you'll never go back to.
And maybe it's a good thing to shut the doors on things like that so you don't dwell on the past.
Yeah. I won't ever forget her, but like going there and making decisions on, do I want to keep this? You know, Bob, that's very hard. I mean, you know, not in like a puss way. Like, that's very, very difficult.
Plus, you want to keep some stuff, but other stuff's not practical to have.
You know? And some things that I keep that I say, oh, my daughter Grace would like to have this. And then I say, hey, do you want this? No.
Dude, is that a younger generation thing?
Yeah, they don't want any of the old stuff.
I really think so, because I think they
I don't get it.
They see, they grew up seeing and hearing about the show Hoarders. And I think they look at that as like, okay, I'm not bad either, but like certain, you know, personal memorabilia, I guess. Like my mom's high school yearbook. I mean, what?
For a school that's not, doesn't exist anymore.
Right. But like, what am I going to do with that? You know? She was proud as could be. I mean, she was a student body president. Like she was the Donald Trump of Parker High School.
Yeah, but like
that's right.
Your mom and my mom and the collectibles and knickknacks and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have a deal going on some precious moments if anybody's interested. Yeah, you are. I bought half of them. I think that's fine.
Why is the younger generation not the, nostalgic-y or whatever?
I don't know.
It's going to go away.
They don't even really like antiques, I've learned, you know.
It's interesting with all that stuff, like resetting it to the, like what they did with Barbie, with the, they said the place was moms taking their daughters. Daughters didn't really necessarily want to go. They remake the toys now from the 80s and 90s. It's like, it's either we're stuck in a cycle of no new ideas, or it's just like we don't know how to pander toward the kids of today because we can't put our finger on what they're interested in.
It's so hard to figure out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because they're used to being pulled in a bunch of different directions.
There's not any mainstream thing anymore, like, you know, which, good or bad, I don't know. The bad of it is that you can't have a conversation with anybody talking about a TV show or a movie because there's so many options now.
I had this the other day.
Oh, I want to see that. What is it on? Oh, God, I don't know.
I had to tell my son, like, you know, that he's talking about a football game. I was like, it'll come on Channel 4, I think, later.
What's four, Dad?
Yeah, because I'm used to saying that locally, and he's like, I don't know what that is. Plus, our Flickr doesn't have numbers on it.
It just has, like, the push button for, like, Netflix and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like yeah. You got to go back, and it's like, oh, okay, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. That went away.
Does your remote have can you talk into it?
Yeah, but I don't like doing that.
It doesn't pick up worth a crap.
No. Plus, it will misspell what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I said Xbox the other day. It spelled it B-O-C-K-S. I'm like, why would that come up first?
Box.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's like an update from a keyboard I put on there that's conflicting with the other one.
I don't know. A-Exa has got a big, big update. Like, you sit there and have a conversation with that thing. It's kind of...
I don't like it.
I don't mind it. It seems like it's very future. I mean, it is futuristic. It seems very Hirsch, the movie.
She's trying to sound hot.
She's got a cute little voice now. Before, it just sounded like a... it's going to rain. But now it's like, hey, Matthew, today it's going to rain. It's going to be a high of 47. I'm like, God dang it. Why am I going to work? Let's sit here and talk.
Like, I bet Paige's echoes like a, hey, what's up, girl? You know if it's going to rain up in this bitch? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to rain.
What's up, girl? Make a clap for me. What up? Yeah.
What up?
Now, you better get these damn dogs out of here. Yeah.
Skeet, 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 mother blanker.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.